Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Happy Turkey Week to you. I think I selected the perfect show to start the holidays because everybody's going to eat. Everybody's going to forget about their health for a little while. And everybody's going to just give each other a good time. And that's what the holidays are about. That's why I have selected today's show on the large intestine. Because if there is an organ in your body you're going to abuse over the next month, it's going to be the large intestine. Diverticulitis, polyps, and colon cancer. Hopefully no one's dealing with any of this. Hopefully no one's going to have a blow up. But over the holidays, as we stuff our faces with all those wonderful holiday foods, you do set up the ecosystem of large intestine for big trouble. And this is what I want to emphasize on the show today. It's not so much that you understand the colon, the large intestine, words like diverticulitis, polyps, that all-important colonoscopy that you do every year to make sure you're okay, colon cancer. It's not so much that you understand these individually as you understand that your large intestine is an ecosystem. It is a vast, complicated ecosystem that needs to be understood as a complex ecosystem, simple but complex. Profound, which is to say deep and yet simple. And if you can see your large intestine that way, well, then you can have real health down there. So we've got the classic Western allopathy. We don't need to discuss that. The colonoscopy once a year to tell you the good news or the bad news is not preventative. Well, holistic medicine takes a shot at it. And my emphasis to you today is that while each and every one of you may suffer and have had interchange with different parts of problems in the pathologies, whether you've had parasites, whether you've had constipation, whether you've had appendicitis, whether you've had diverticulitis, while each of you may have had intercourse with any of these different issues, what's missing too often is that you understand the multitude of systems that are looking to synergize in that large intestine. And if you can understand that there's a music, so to speak, that must be played within that hollow 6-foot tube, if you can understand that that music has to sound a certain way as a product of synergy between operating systems, well, then you can understand how to have profound health there. Taken in a particulate way, breaking down each aspect. Did you do your parasite cleanse? Do you go to the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day? Have you done a colon cleanse? So on and so forth. Understanding them individually, this really isn't going to get you what you want. So let me elaborate. First of all, as always, you've got to get to the anatomy. You got to do the basics. So the basic anatomy of the large intestine. Get to the website. If you're new to the show, that's straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc. All right. You're on the site, hopefully. Let's go to the inside of the large intestine. Picture number one. People hand me these pictures all the time. That's the inside of a healthy large intestine. Hopefully that's the way yours looks. This one's been nicely cleaned. Doesn't always look like that. It's not bleeding. There's no ulcerations. You can't even see feces there. There's no polyps, no growths. There's no holes in it, as in diverticulitis, diverticulosis, losis. Well, that's you as a spring chicken, the teenage years, the inside of that large intestine. Now let's take a look at where that could go. Let's drop down all the way to the end there. Look at picture 27. There's a growth. That's a polyp. That's what they snip. They don't snip them. They can become cancerous. So if you've got one, you should snip it. Why risk it? Sometimes you have to have acute surgical intervention and then get healthy as fast as you can. That's the way to look at this. Acute surgical intervention and then get healthy as fast as you can. Don't skip your colonoscopy, especially if you've got cancer in the family, cancer of the colon in the family. Don't skip it. Cancer in the colon is one of those cancers that you could do so much to prevent by early detection. Kind of like breast cancer. No one should really get sick and have feet taken out of your large intestine when we have such wonderful detection methods. So don't go macho holistic. Go intelligent holistic. And understand, really, in the ideal of it, there's only one medicine, the medicine that works. Whether you're all the way to the left or you're all the way to the right, you've missed the point. There's pop. Now look at this. This is like potholes inside your large intestine. Go to picture 28. There's picture 28. Now those are diverticula. Those are holes in the large intestine. What they really look like is picture 29. Go to picture 29. Take a look at that. Look at those pockmarks inside the large intestine. What puts that there? A lot of abuse. A lot of things that go in to the inner lining that irritate it. It starts with irritation. So assuming you're breastfed, assuming your genetics is decent, the inside of that large intestine is picture number one. Now inflame it. Continually inflame it. Put things in there that irritate it. What things? That's not the purpose of today's show. All garbage irritates it, including negative emotion. Lots of ulcerative colitis, lots of diverticulitis, lots of colon cancer. Lots of disease in that large intestine is rooted in emotional holding in that organ. That is an organ that compresses, constricts, and twists. It spasms to your psyche as you hold on to the things that, well, are painful to let go of, those injuries, those traumas. Those emotional events. But whatever the case, you have to understand the beginning of mayhem in that large intestine is the beginning of an inflammatory process. Your genetics is going to take you where you go after that. That same inflammatory integer is going to take one person to cancer. Another person to diverticulitis, another person to a polyp, another person to a parasite, another person to ulcerative colitis. So genes always play a role. The environment triggers the direction of the disease. Rather, I should say, the environment triggers the genetics to take the disease in the direction that you're constitutionally defined to go. You've got to have that 1-2 punch, an environmental stimulus and a genetic predisposition. But that environmental stimulus is the same in that large intestine. the totality of the ecosystem down there, the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, the amount of peristalsis, the parasites or lack of parasites, the health of the enteric nervous system, the health of the psyche. All these variables integrate to trigger or not trigger what your genetics is ultimately going to express. So if you're talking prevention, you're really not talking about prevention of cancer, prevention of polyps, prevention of ulcerative colitis, prevention of diverticulitis. You're talking about understanding the health of that system so you don't get to that genetic potential. So let's go into the health of that system. So there's some of the pathology. Now, the health of the system, that's a different story. First thing to understand about the inner lining of the large intestine that relates to the health of it, picture number 7. There's a comparison of the histology. That's the way it looks under a microscope. A comparison of the histology of the stomach, the small, and the large intestine. That large intestine has something. It has more of something, much more of something than any other part of the digestive tube. And you come on down to picture number 17. Come on down to picture number 17. Histology of the large intestine. No villi are present. You don't absorb food there. You do absorb minerals. You do absorb water. The colon is a water and electrolyte reservoir. The colon is porous. It's not that what goes into that tube just comes out. What goes into that tube is always recirculating back into the blood. You have to remember that. That is so absolutely critical to understand about the large intestine. To understand why Western science has made a gross oversight by not looking at that incredibly important ecosystem down there as part of the health of your brain and your heart and your liver is because they forgot that you recirculate what goes on down there. Much of the fluid in that large intestine, the chemicals produced in that large intestine, recirculate back into your blood. So when Jensen, Anderson, when naturopathy has always pointed to health begins in the colon, it's not just the digestive, it's not just the probiotics. We're going to get to that. It's not just the probiotics. It's that you have a reservoir that is a porous tube. And whatever you make that's toxic in there, better get out fast. The concept really is to minimize the production of toxin in the large intestine, and then whatever produced, get it out quickly. Otherwise, you are your colon in health and in sickness. So look at the histology there. The mucus or goblet cells produce mucus for lubrication. That is an understatement. Lots of mucus production down that large intestinal tube. That's a key. Because in the mucus is the truth of the matter. Go up to picture number 1 and understand that there is picture number 1. There is a layer of slime on the inside of the large intestine. It's supposed to be. If there's too much mucus, if there's not enough mucus, that lays the foundation for imbalance. Mucus is where infection lives.